Welcome back. It's 7:54. Adam Maguire is here now with the business news.
Thanks, Keane. A sizable majority of company directors here think infrastructure investment should be the priority in the upcoming budget. A snap poll by the Institute of Directors Ireland found that to be the opinion of 69% of directors, with 22% hoping for action on energy costs and 13% hoping for simplified regulation. Caroline Spillane is CEO of the Institute of Directors Ireland. She joins me in studio now. Rising costs continue to be an issue, you know, and energy regulatory costs as well. Is there, though, a feeling among directors that they can handle that if the infrastructure around them improves?
Yes. So we spoke to 385 directors across all types of companies. And certainly, I think what they're saying is a mix of smart policy, infrastructure investment and streamlining regulation will have a major impact for competitiveness. And that's really what they're the main message that's coming across. And there are kind of long term measures. So investment in productive infrastructure like energy, like housing, transport, etc. But then the more short term things would be reliefs, but also the streamlining of regulation.
Yeah, on that, 67% say regulation was stifling growth and competitiveness, but only 13% think that simplifying it should be a priority. Why do you think there's that kind of difference between those two figures?
Well, I suppose they were responding to two different types of questions. And when we got into issues around, you know, immediate things that could be done, that's where regulation emerged as being a key area. So I think what people are saying is that each regulation is very good and well-intentioned in terms of consumer protection, but it's possibly a combination of the pace of regulatory change, the burden, and then maybe the transposition of EU laws into Irish legislation that is creating quite a lot of complexity and is driving cost into business.
Directors also cited global trade, tariffs, struggles to get staff. 70% though still expect growth in the coming year. Is there still a feeling of optimism despite all of those challenges?
Yeah, I think that's a really positive outcome. So 70% saying yes, by year end they expect growth. Over 50% saying they're going to keep staff numbers as is. A third saying that they're going to hire, which is very positive. And then the ways that they're looking to make sure that they're competitive would be around use of generative AI, remodeling products, etc. But digital transformation is really the big thing that companies are looking to do.
We have seen now, in terms of the budget, the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council and the Central Bank warn about the scale of budget spending increases, an acceptance by the government that things need to moderate as well. Any indication from directors that they accept that this budget might not be as generous as previous ones, and maybe even that we need to see spending scaled back?
I think that's seen in their view about long-term investment. So that's why the infrastructure piece would be the headline piece here that people are feeding back on. So they see that as being a long-term capital investment that's going to have the most positive impact for competitiveness and productivity for businesses.
Caroline Spillane, CEO of the Institute of Directors Ireland, thank you very much for